Proclamation number 5012 of 2nd of December, 1950. Seers and prophets. What the prophets are to proclaim in my will does not emerge from themselves, but their spirit receives the instruction from me to express itself, irrespective of whether the person has consciously or unconsciously found contact with the spirit within himself. A person can speak, impelled by my spirit, if he is in the midst of people to whom he would never speak of his own accord. Then the working of my spirit is therefore obvious. He speaks in full awareness, yet not intended beforehand, but suddenly, enlightened by my spirit, he sees things in the future before his eyes which he is to inform people of. These are the seers and prophets who will also appear more frequently in the end time when the end draws closer and closer. These people need not consciously be in service to me and my kingdom. Only their way of life will always correspond to my will, otherwise I would not use them as my instruments. But people who consciously offer themselves to me for service can likewise work prophetically for me if they are chosen by me for a teaching activity. Then they will, as it were, be initiated into my plan of salvation, which also includes the knowledge of future events. Then the person who wants to serve me will be informed of the events in the last days before the end, and then he has the task to mention them to his fellow human beings, even though he cannot be addressed as a seer because he lacks this gift to see future things. He only hears what the spirit within him proclaims to him and reproduces what he hears, which now also requires his faith for the time being in order to be able to be presented to his fellow human beings with conviction. So he is a prophet, so to speak, even if he lacks the gift of sight. People who have visions are only temporarily in this stage, in which they then also talk. So they will mostly only have the visions when they are in the midst of people to whom they can communicate it at the same time. It is true that they are still conscious of their faces afterwards and can give an account of them, but then, as if in a kind of memory, the events which they had experienced before float before them. But the proclamations of seers and prophets always have to agree, providing both live a way of life which corresponds to my will, that is, that they live out my word. For false prophets can also arise who announce the future to people of their own accord but have no connection whatsoever with me, who want to achieve earthly advantages and gain prominence. Don't believe them, for they proclaim error even if they point to the end. For my adversary also uses my words when he wants to deceive people, yet my word will always apply. You will recognize them by their fruits. I draw your attention to the fact that many false prophets will still appear before the end, yet you can easily recognize them that they always try to adapt themselves to the desire of worldly power, thus that their aim is not me but the prince of the world. For anyone who wants to speak for me will also always speak the truth, and he will only appear as a prophet when he has been commissioned by me through the inner word or through the sudden working of my spirit, which will then also always be recognizable. Amen.